This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Sudanese Army Chief General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan chaired the first meeting of the newly formed Sovereign Council on Sunday, just one day after thousands took to the streets rejecting the military's takeover of power. Sudan's new ruling council replaced the power-sharing body he dissolved last month and excluded members of the civilian coalition that had been sharing power with the military. The council is expected to name a new prime minister after efforts involving the United Nations to mediate between the military and ousted Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok stalled. Pro-democracy groups led by neighborhood resistance committees are organizing a campaign of civil disobedience and protest against the October 25th coup, with another day of demonstrations planned for Wednesday. On Sunday, Sudanese security forces raided the home of Al Jazeera's Khartoum bureau chief and arrested him, according to the Qatar-based news channel. The African Union special envoy for the Horn of Africa says he remains hopeful that dialogue can end Ethiopia's year-long war, but warned in a statement Sunday, quote, such talks cannot deliver without an immediate ceasefire. The former Nigerian president is leading an international push to end a conflict that has cost thousands of lives and displaced 2 million people, as fears of a Tigrayan march on Ethiopia's capital, Addis Ababa, prompts a flurry of diplomatic activity. Kenya's President Uhuru Kenyatta landed in Ethiopia on a surprise one-day visit Sunday, ahead of a three-nation visit to Africa by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who has backed efforts at mediation. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.